Gimel Amid Aleph 2, 4, 6, 8. Okay, we're starting, so to speak, a new Gemara. The Mishnah said that you get married, a virgin girl gets married Wednesday night. Why? Because in case he finds out that she's not a psula, a virgin, he can come to Besdin the next day and make a whole thing. So the Gemara says, Amid Av Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Av Shmuel Bar Yitzchak said, Leishanu Elam Itakonis Ezra Ve'elach. This only started from the time of Ezra, when Ezra instituted Beis Din sits Monday and Thursday. Shein Bati Dinim Kvoin Ela B'Sheni B'Chamishi, where Beis Din only sits Monday and Thursday. So therefore, Ezra said, Beis Din said, you have to get married Wednesday night. Avokadim Tatkonis Ezra, but before Ezra. Shabbati Dinim Kvoin B'Chol Yeim, where Beis Din said every day, Ish and Isaz B'Chol Yeim, that a woman could get married every day. Okay, very simple. Ezra said, Beis Din sits Monday and Thursday, right? And the Gemara is going to explain why can't you get married Sunday night, and we're going to see that in the Gemara. But meanwhile, the Gemara says, from the days of Ezra, you get married Wednesday night. Before Ezra, Beis Din said every day, so you can get married any night. So the Gemara asks, very simple question. Kaidim Takonis Ezra, my Hada Abba Abba. Who cares? Why is he telling us something that took place way before the Gemara was written? Right? It's not practical. Right? The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, a woman gets married Wednesday night, that if there's a problem, he goes Thursday to Beis Din. Yeah? So he says, no, you should know that before Ezra, a woman got married every night. Who cares? We're after Ezra now. What's the whole issue? So the Gemara says, how he come at this is what it means. It means ikabati dinim id the queen aidna. If there's a set bezin today, kakedim takonis Ezra, like before Ezra, isha nisas bechoyim, then a woman can get married any day. So he says very simple. Even nowadays, it's practical. What happens if you have a city where there's a bezin every day? So then a woman could get married every night. Okay.
What about the 3 days preparation?
Oh, 1 second. That's what Gemara asks. Habi'ina and Shaktu. So Gemara says, but we just need to, like you said, Shaktu, the 3 days that you need to prepare. So how can you get married Sunday to Monday night or Tuesday night? You need 3 days of preparation. So Gemara answered the Tanakh, he already prepared. He already prepared before Shabbos. And because he prepared before Shabbos, so the 3 days you have already. So therefore, a woman can get married every night.
So after Ezra passed away, did they go back to the previous thing, or they go?
No, they kept Monday and Thursdays.
Until when?
For as long as it went. Now there's b'chal no set Beis Din anywhere.
Well, you can get a Beis Din every day if you want Beis Din every day. If you want one.
They wouldn't get married like every day. That's
why not?
Friday night, I'm going
to say. Oh, 1 minute.
They get married Friday night.
If you look at the bottom. Okay, you know what, let's there's some easy tastes over here. There's no Rashi, basically. Again, 3 tastes in from the end of the page. He says, Shabbati dinim kvuyim b'choyim. Right, that's where tastes begins. The Beis Din is established every day. From Tamar, so he says, "V'chitikin Ezra shleiye bati dinim kfuyim b'choyem ela bebeis vehebel vad." He said, "What Beis Din went against?" He's asking a very simple thing. If every time the Beis Din said every day, so why should like Ezra make a takana only Monday and Thursday? Ba'ed kasha, it says another question. It says like this: Mi sheyashli chosavis yakis bebeis vehe. Whoever has chus avos, you should do bloodletting, which was dangerous. In the time of the Gemara, when they used to do bloodletting, it was actually dangerous. So it says, you should do it Monday and Thursday. He says, but v'chitei kedem takonis Ezra, lo yimakizin kolika, does that mean that before Ezra, they never did it? In other words, the fact that you're saying Ezra said Monday and Thursday, does that mean no other day? It can't be. V'emir Rabbeinu Tam, so Rabbeinu Tam explains it like this. Kedem Takonis Ezra. So it's according to the way Tesis thought the Gemara was saying, was like this. Before Ezra, they sat every day. Ezra said, no, only Monday and Thursday. So Taisa said, how could that be? So Taisa's answer is like this. No, that's not what it means. Before Takanis Ezra, lo hayukvuyim b'chol yom, they didn't sit any day. Meaning, elok shahayutzrichim l'shum din, when they needed a din Torah, hayuyashim b'chol yom v'yom. They would sit any day. In other words, Taisa's question was, if before Ezra they sat every day, officially, how can Ezra only say Monday and Thursday? Like, why would he do that? So Taisa said, no, that's not what it means. Before Ezra, Beis Din never sat officially. When they needed it, then Torah, Beis Din sat. What did Ezra do? Ezra tikkun, and Ezra made a takon and nope. Sheyu kvuyim bebeis vehei. They should do it for establish Monday and Thursday. Meaning, the way Taisus explains, before Ezra, there was no set time. They needed a Beis Din. He called the Beis Din. They got a Beis Din. Ezra came along and said, no, it should be every Monday and Thursday Beis Din sits. And whoever has a Din Teda, Yavar LeYudin. Okay? And the truth is, V'hoyuchin l'hakiz b'chol yeim kedim takonis Ezra, and therefore they're able to do our causes down, because the Gemara connects it to Beis Din, whatever, it's not in the Ge'er. Give and show you craving. And he says like this, V'riti this, but the answer is a different answer. Sh'l'hoyukavim t'chila ela b'irachas. Ezra, before Ezra, Beis Din was only in one city. And Ezra made b'chol ir v'ir b'beis v'hei. Every city, Monday and Thursday. So in other words, Taisa's question was very simple. Atakana is to make something better, not worse. Right? When you say somebody made a takana, obviously it's to better it, not to make it worse. Right? So Taisa's question is, if before Ezra they sat every day, so what did Ezra make better? He made it worse. So Taisa has two answers. One is, before Ezra there was no set time at all. Whenever they needed, they sat. Ezra said, no, we're going to establish something good every Monday and Thursday. Or, Taisa's second answer is, that before Ezra, there were only one city had a Beis Din. Ezra said every city should have a Beis Din. Okay? Okay. Then it says, Isha Nisas, the next Taisus. Isha Nisas Gimel Amid Aleph.
What Tosfot is that?
Isha Nisas, the second from the Gimel Amid Aleph. The Gemara says, nowadays, if there's a Beis Din Kavua, you can get married any day. So Taisus asks a question, Kosha L'Rashba, the Rashba asks a question, Amay Nisas B'chol Yeim, why should a girl get married every day? Tia Kalmana v'tinosibe, she should get married on Thursday, like a widow, v'tibol b'shishi, and have relations on Friday. The Mishnah later says, in our Mishnah says, Absula got married Wednesday night. Why? Because in case she wasn't the virgin, he came to Beis Din. Later on, the Mishnah is going to say that when does a widow get married? Thursday night. A Thursday day. Why Thursday day? There's no problem. You're not going to have a problem with her being not a virgin. She's a widow. I mean, obviously, she's not a virgin. She's not a psula. So the Gemara says, because on Friday, Hashem created people, and Hashem gave him a big bracha, pru urvu, umilu saritz. When did God give the bracha to men? Be fruitful, multiply. Friday. So she gets married Thursday. They're going to be together Thursday night, which is Friday. So therefore it says a widow gets married Thursday night. Yeah? So Taisus asks, the Gemara tells over here that if there's a set Beis Din, they can get married every night, because if there's a problem, they'll come to Beis Din the next day. So Taisus said, yeah, but let them get married Thursday night. Mm-hmm. Right? If a Beis Din sits only Monday and Thursday, they can't get married Thursday night, because then Friday there's no Beis Din. Right? But Taisus says, even if there's a Beis Din every day, when's the best time to get married? When's the most mazel time to get married? Thursday night. Because that's why a widow gets married Thursday night. So the Rashba asks, why does the Gemara say if there's a set Beis Din? If there's a set Beis Din, she can get married any night. Why? Let her get married Thursday night. V'yashleimar, he said like this, just mishum bracha, lo hayu kvuyim yeim. Just for a bracha, they wouldn't make a day. Why did they do it by almana? He says, "Ubalmana nami lekava shetibol b'shishi mishum bracha greida." They also didn't say just for a bracha, because you know what? You don't want a bracha. You don't want that. You can get married whenever you want, right? So why did they make by almana? El mishum shaktu sheisamech ima gimel yamim. Shaktu is again. Shaktu means they made it, they were diligent. So by us shaktu, the Gemara is going to explain to me that they gave her 3 days to prepare the meal. The Gemara says another two reasons why a widow gets married Thursday night. Why? Because, you know, you marry a virgin, it's 7 days Sheva Brachas. You ask by a widow, there's no Sheva Brachas, only the night of the wedding. But 3 days, he has to rejoice with her. You know, there's 7 days by a psula, by a normal wedding today, yeah? You have 7 days. The union of 7 days is not to make Sheva Brachas, by the way.
No.
Al Pidin, you don't need Sheva Brachas. It's a mistake everybody makes. You don't need to have Sheva, they go crazy. You don't need Sheva Brachas. People do it, but you don't have to. Okay? The union is the Chosin and the Kala have to rejoice with each other for 7 days. Because they're rejoicing, if you have a meal, and you have a minion, and you have a new panim chadosh, a new face, you can make Sheva Brachas. There's no obligation to make Sheva Brachas 7 days. The obligation of Sheva Brachas is the wedding, and the meal, and the Sheva Brachas that night of the wedding. That's the obligation. You don't make Sheva Brachas any other night, fine. You don't have to.
So what is the 7 days? Just
7 days of Simcha, Dechosin, and Kala. She's not allowed to go to work. He's not allowed to go to work. They have to celebrate 7 days. 1 minute. By Almana.
But you can't go to work.
No. By Almana. No. By Almana, it's 3 days.
Why? What's the difference?
Because you're happier when you marry a psula than if you marry an old. Okay.
3 days. Who came up with
this? Okay, so therefore, the Gemara says like this. If he gets married Thursday night, so what are the 3 days? Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. So, you know, the 3 days are easier because Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, in those days, didn't have to celebrate Sunday, right? So Sunday through Friday were working days. Friday was a half a day because Shabbos, right? Okay. So if a guy gets married Thursday night, he has easier 3 days. Friday, which is anyway half a day of work, Shabbos, and Sunday. So instead of killing 3 days, he kills a half a day. Or 1.5 days. Okay? So the Gemara says, there's two reasons why a widow gets married. There's two reasons why a widow gets married Thursday night. One is because there's a bracha, because Hashem said pruervu. And the second reason is, because then you have 3 days where you could celebrate the chosin and kala together. But just for bracha itself, we wouldn't make a day. Okay? Both reasons combined is a good reason why a girl should get married, well, a mother should get married Thursday night. But therefore, Taisa says that when the Gemara says that Taisa's question was, let a psula get married Thursday night for bracha anyway, if there's a bezdin every day, right? So Taisa says, for that, you don't make a day. So therefore, they can get married whenever they want. That's what he says. And he says, the Gemara says later, by psula you don't have this reason of 3 days. Why? You get up to go work. You have 7 days of no work. So it doesn't matter when you're getting married. Therefore, just for bracha, excuse me, you wouldn't establish a day.
What do you mean by bracha? Sheva bracha?
No, bracha Taisa says by Almana, it says because on Friday Hashem said pru urvu.
Oh, that's the bracha on.
Hashem blessed man and woman, it's a pru urvu. So what day did man and woman get a bracha? Friday. So therefore, the Gemara says that Almana should get married Thursday, that Friday night they're together. I mean, Thursday night they're together.
But then she's not going to have kids anyway.
What?
The Almana.
No. Oh, first of all, why can't Amman have kids? In those days, Amman were 20-year-olds Amanas.
Oh,
what are you talking about?
You just said that, and it's an old lady.
Okay, that was... nowadays.
I know.
No, so Tosis' question was, why should, the Gemara says if there's a Sed Bezdin, a woman can get married every day. So Tosis says, why? Let him get married Thursday night. So Tosis says, for Bracha itself, you don't make a night. I, by Amana, we do, because Amana, there's two reasons. The 3 days and the Bracha. Okay.
Why by Betula, we don't make it like a Sunday night, it would be better. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbat, Sunday.
Because it's only day. One day middle. The proportion of it is very is very minimal.
And you need preparation. 3 days.
Yeah. No, by Almona not. Oh, by Psul, yeah. Yeah. But technically, the Gemara, asked, but you need 3 days. So Gemara says he's thinking he had the 3 days. He prepared before. Now, the Banu Tesis continues with this, basically. The Gemara says, if there's a Bezdin, you can get married every night, yeah? So Tesis says, but not, Enis is Beshishi. They shouldn't get married Friday. Yes, Alter Rebbe the Friedrich Rebbe, a bunch of the Rebbes got married on Friday.
He did?
Yeah. I know there were a few LA weddings on Friday.
Friday day?
Two weddings, two Chabad weddings were on Friday day. No, Friday night.
But
Tais's question is like this. You're saying because of a Bezdin. The next day they can go to Bezdin, yeah? But you can't get married on Friday because Bezdin doesn't sin on Shabbos. Why does the Gemara say you can get married every night? Tosfos is not asking. Tosfos is just saying it doesn't mean no Friday night. Why? Because what are you going to get the next day to Bezdin? Shabbos, there's no Bezdin. So Tosfos says, nearly, the Mikoma Enisis Bashishi. You can't get married night. Why?
You can't marry on Friday.
You can't Friday.
How? It's,
what?
How?
How do you get married? You rent the hall, rent the caterer,
Friday.
Rent...
Friday.
Why not?
Well, Friday night it can't get married anyway.
Friday day.
Shiva Bracha has to be at night or during the day is possible also.
Can we wait a second? Let's see what Tosfos says. Mikama came, Enisis B'Shishi, you still don't get married on Friday. They ain't done in B'Shabbos. But Tosfos says, V'atanei again, Lisa Av B'Shishi. Tosfos says clearly, the meaning now, we do get married Friday. Why? Because today we don't have Bezdin every day. And he says, what could he do? If he has a problem with her not being a psula, he can just vent his frustrations, Shabbos in front of three people, like he does any other day.
Then it's considered a baiting.
Yeah, but it's not a Bezdin sitting. You know, you can complain, you can vent your frustrations
in
to three people.
A
Bezdin, in front of three people.
Doesn't that create...
That later on, when the Bezdin comes, they'll say, they would say, why didn't you complain until now? Mm-hmm. So he said, I complained in front of three people. But hey, another thing, the Pirsha Kuntz, where Rashi explains it, Dafke b'mem kavu yeminasuyin. Only years ago did they establish a day for a wedding. People will, it'll be clear the days. And the witnesses will come. Because people come to Bezdin, so people will be able to be witnesses. This today, the whole thing doesn't make sense. That's what Tosfos says, La'alocha. Today you get married any day, including Friday. The reason wanted to start off by saying that you shouldn't get married Friday because there's no Bezdin on Shabbos. And Tosfos' second opinion, whatever it is, says today we do get married on Friday.
Today meaning 1,000 years ago?
You know, Tosfos' time. It's obviously today also.
Talk
to me. What's your problem?
What's the meaning of getting married on Shabbos? I mean, on Friday. I mean, how? I mean, all the Rebbeim that they did it, it doesn't make sense.
1 minute. Why doesn't it make sense?
You would at night they are
not Friday night.
I know, so it's going to drag into the Friday night.
So they have, and then they have either a quick meal, and they make Sheva Brachas, or the meal is Friday night, and they make Sheva Brachas Friday night. Why not?
And the dancing and everything.
Yeah,
during the day.
The band.
The problem is the band. Yeah. The bigger part, the pictures, the videos.
Yeah.
How did Rabbeinu Tam take videos of his wedding? That's the question, Rashi. How did they take videos? That's a big problem.
Taco, I mean, Friday, out of all this, I mean, we are so careful that from Plag HaMincha we don't eat.
That's what it says. If you do a wedding, you do it in the morning. Do it earlier, or at noontime.
So why Rabbeim did it? That for the
ask him.
You don't know it, Rabbi. You're in trouble.
Okay, so this is what the Gemara said until now, okay? So, coming back to the Gemara. Top of the page. My Shoktu. We're talking the whole time in the Gemara, Shoktu, which we explained it to mean you need the 3 days, right? But what does Shoktu mean? What's the stakana of Shoktu? So it says, the Tanya, we learned in a Braisa like this. Why did they say that there's a braisa, yeah? Why did they say in the Mishnah that you should get married on Wednesday? If there was Tainus Psulim, he went to Bezdin. So the Gemara asks, so let him get married Sunday, the Gemara asks, because Monday is the Bezdin. So the Gemara, if he was Tainus Psulim, Hayamashkim LeBezdin, then he would go to Bezdin. So what? The same reason of Wednesday should apply to getting married on Sunday night. So the Gemara answers, the Braisa says, because Shoktu Chachamim Atarkonas B'nai Yisrael, the Chachamim were diligent for the benefit of the Jewish women, She Adam Terech B'Suda Shleishi Yomim, that a guy should prepare himself for the meal 3 days, Echa B'Shabbos, Sheni B'Shabbos, Shlishi B'Shabbos, and the fourth day, Wednesday, you get married. So the Gemara says, this is the concept of Shoktu. Okay? So what do we say? Shoktu? In Tesis we added just now another one. Shoktu, that that he should have 3 days to be with her after the wedding. But the Gemara's takon of Shoktu is, because again, the Gemara is explaining, why does the Mishnah say get married Wednesday night, that if you have a problem you go Thursday to Besdin, get married Sunday night? So the Gemara answers, no. Chachamim wanted, for the benefit of the Jewish woman, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday preparation for the wedding, Wednesday get married, Wednesday night they're together, and if there's a problem, you go Thursday to bed. Then the Gemara says, Misakon ve'eilach, from the time of danger. The Gemara is going to explain in a second what the sakana is. But the Gemara says, in time of sakana, Nogo amlichnis b'shlishi. People started getting married Tuesday night, v'limichu b'yodim chachamim. And the chachamim didn't stop them. They didn't protest it. But b'sheni le'yichnis. But we should not get married Monday night. The Gemara is going to explain this whole thing. But if it was an unavoidable circumstance, and again, it's very soon the Gemara is going to explain what this means, then Mutter didn't get married on Monday. So the Gemara says like this. For the time of danger, and the Gemara is going to ask what the danger was. We'll see. Time of danger, they started doing, not the Chachom instituted, people started on their own getting married Tuesday night. Chum said, okay. But Monday night, no. But what happens if there's a big problem? Like he says, Machmas Einis, not Sakana, but Einis, then you could even do it Monday. So Gemara says, and then the Rabbi concludes, Umafrishin Asachosim in Akala Lel Shabbos Tchila, and this is again, not the halacha today, but it says like this, a man and a woman who's a virgin should not be together the first time Friday night. Why? Says here, Mipnei Shu'eise Chabura. Because he ruptures the hymen, the psulim, and that causes bleeding in Shabbos. And Shabbos, you're not supposed to cause bleeding. The halacha is not like this, but this, by the way, like we mentioned before. All the rebbes got married Friday, people got married Friday. And the Gemara, it says later in the Gemara why it's not applicable. Okay, so the Gemara says that Friday night, Chos and Kala are not together because they cause bleeding. Okay?
But there was a takana not to get married on Tuesday night. Then people were over that?
What?
There is a takana to get married.
There was no takana. People on their own got married Tuesday night because of sakana.
Well, isn't there a takana? No, takana, not sakana.
Takana was Wednesday night.
So I'm saying, how could people go over against the...
But that's why it says, the Gemara is going to explain what the Sakana is, you'll see why Vole Michal. The Gemara said, "My sakana." Let's see the Gemara. My sakana. What sakana are we talking about? Right? The Braisa says what the Mishnah says. That you got married Wednesday night, but in sakana they would get married Tuesday night. What sakana are we talking about? Ilema the amir b'sula nisais liyemar avi teharig. The Gemara is trying to analyze what was the sakana. Sakana means danger. What does the Gemara say? What did they? The Goyim said if you get married Wednesday night, you get killed. I mean, is that? It can't be. Nohagu. What do you mean? They only accustomed? Lagmen neker and legamen neker. You have to uproot the whole katakana. If the guy made a rule that whoever gets married Wednesday night gets killed, of course there's no Wednesday night. I mean, what type of... So Gemara says like this. The sakana was different. Amr Abba, the Amr, they were saying, Psula nisas b'yemarvi, that the Romans wanted to uproot Yiddishkeit. Anything in Yiddishkeit, they wanted to uproot. So when they heard that the Chacham said Wednesday night is the time to get married, the Goyim came and said, you know what? Any girl that gets married Wednesday night has to first live with this general. Okay, that was, so to speak, the way to uproot. Again, what did they want to do? They couldn't come along and say, don't. How are they going to enforce it? So they made a takon, the Goyim made a takon, he says, that psul anisaz liyem ervi, that a good virgin who's married Wednesday night, tibola hagman tchila, first has to live with his governor, okay? So it wasn't a danger to the life of the chachamim. The chachamim weren't endangered. The Gemara says sakana means a danger for the whole Klal Yisrael. So what is it? Not a danger for Klal Yisrael. So Gemara says, what do you mean, hai sakana? Ainasu. It's rape, it's not a danger to life, right? So Gemara says, no, it could be a danger to life. Why? Mishim de'ika tznuis, there are super fanatic women, the mas and nafshe liktola, they would give up their lives to die, ba'atin de sakana. Why? And this is a mistake the women made. And this, the Gemara is going to go into this whole, it's a very interesting Gemara, by the way.
What is that word? Asyon?
Asyon.
They will
come to Sakana.
Rather go into Sakana.
No, what it means is like this. There's a din, if a woman, a married woman, willingly commits adultery, she cannot stay married to the husband, she cannot be married to the guy that she was with. That's the halacha. Surah Labal, Asura Labayal, it's a posik. Okay, in Chum. I mean, the Gemara learns out from Pesukim. What happens, God forbid, if a woman's raped? Married woman, God forbid, is raped. So, she's not forbidden for her husband. Unless, if it's a Kohen, Aisha's Kohen, God forbid, if a Kohen's wife was raped, she cannot stay married to the Kohen. That's it. Because she became a Zayin, because she lived with somebody she would not be allowed to marry, even if she was raped, it was... But the girls, the Gemara is saying here, the girls are thought that if I live with this guy, I'm not going to be able to stay married to my husband. So they were willing to give up their lives, because then they were like nishtai, they were completely stuck. Okay? So they were willing to, it could come to sakana. That's what the Gemara says. But the Gemara takes right away. The Gemara asks, "V'lidrash lulei nishani? Why don't you teach the women that einus? If you're raped, you're not forbidden for your husband." Okay. So it says two things. Okay. Number one, ikaprutzis. Now the Gemara says there are women that are permissive, promiscuous. What they would do is they would live willingly with a guy, and they would say, "No, I was raped."
No, we are talking about the generals.
Yeah. They would say, submitting to the government, they did it really, really they did it willingly. But they would say, no, I was raped. Okay? Or, the Gemara says, v'ikanami kohen as the wives of kohanim. Okay, they would say, well, God forbid, the wife is a kohen, so then it would be sakon. Okay, so this is the Gemara so far. And then we'll go to Rashi and Tosis. So, the Gemara says, that what's this long braisa saying that the Gemara was discussing? That in time of sakana, they got married Tuesday night. What happened Tuesday night? Because then it wasn't a Jewish decree anymore. In other words, When the Chacham made a decree Wednesday, the Goyim wanted to uproot it. Right? But if they got married Tuesday, so the Goyim said, okay, they're getting married. So again, the rabbis don't have any authority. That's what they wanted, to uproot the authority of the Chachamim. So he said, okay, people are getting married Tuesday night. They're not listening to the rabbis. That's good. Okay? And that's why they weren't Meicha. But there's no reason to push it off 2 days, though.
To Monday.
Because just to show that the rabbis don't have authority in the Goyim's mind was enough to get married Tuesday. What's the problem getting married Monday? Then you don't have 3 days at a meal. And it's 2 days to Bezin versus one the more day to Bezin. So that's what Mara says. You don't get married Monday. But then the Brisa still continued and said, if it was Anus, that the Gemara is going to explain later what that means, then it's allowed even Monday.
Why didn't Chachamim, when they see what is happening, they themselves didn't come and say, you know, push it back?
The Gemara is going to ask that question, but I want to leave that for, because I want to get to Rashi and Tesis. The Gemara is going to ask, so let the Chacham uproot the whole Takana, finished. The Gemara said they can't, they don't do that.
Okay.
Okay, so let's see now Rashi. Okay, top of the page of Gimel Amid Beis. My Shoktu, the Gemara says, Hey, Chashaninu Shoktu. How, what is this answer when we answered Shoktu? The Makshin and Lehochi Imi Shemdam Shmuel Il. Lesson, Eitzim Minei Lamur Achrina. In other words, the Rashi is explaining that if the Gemara's question of Shoktu is, then why is Amar of Shmuel by Yitzchak, they can't ask questions on one opinion to another opinion. And as if Shoktu, just a bunch of rabbis getting together, of Amidoyim, so one Amidah can argue on another Amidah. But the Gemara says Shoktu is a Braisa. That's what the Gemara is saying. Because of that takana, v'in tzarich l'akev b'shvil takanas chachamim, and just to uproot the takanas chachamim from Wednesday, one day is enough, and at least he'll have 2 days, miyaz shnei yomim b'tzarich tzid, instead at least he'll have 2 days to,
what?
He'll have 2 days preparing instead of no days. Okay, that's, okay, then it says, Rashi's explained the Gemara that if it's Friday night, you don't do it because then you're going to make a wound in the woman. Okay, so the Gemara says, Nagu, Bitmiya Sakonis, Nefasha Si. It's mamish dangerous, and you're saying, Nagu, Av Miyakir Avila Gamil Akru. You know, the Gemara says, What's this expression? If it's Takana, uproot the Takana. I mean, God Almighty, what do you say? Nagu means the Takana stayed. But the people started custom to get married Tuesday night. If it's dangerous, forget the Gzeda and just do it. And the Gemara says like this, V'lidrishul da'inish shari. Okay? He says like this, why can't we teach the women that if you're raped, God forbid, you're still allowed to your husband? The novellas ba'inis, it says, a woman that was raped, God forbid, ain't a nesara sabayla. Okay? It's not forbidden to the husband. We learn it out from the pasuk later on in the Gemara. It says, v'hilein nispasa, if she wasn't forced. Because therefore, they were saying like this, why were the women giving up their lives? Because they thought that if you're raped, you're forbidden to the husband. So Gemara says, teach them that that's not true. So Gemara says, ikaprutzis, number one, there's the promiscuous women, imakilin le'avda beratzin, they'll do it willingly, and then they will be forbidden for the husband. Or kayanis shenasra b'aleim avba enis. Okay, the wife of a kayan was forbidden. V'masin avshelamisa, the aishes kayan shenansa, even the wife of a kayan, God forbid, was raped. Asura lebaila is also forbidden for the husband. Okay, let's go to this taste. It's not the top taste. Let's go to the next. Little shloim dein shadi.
Why wouldn't they be afraid of they get killed?
Huh?
Why did the Chachamim say, well, you know, it's a zinut and she gets killed?
If what?
the perutzot.
If she does it willingly.
Yeah, if she does it willingly.
No.
Well, that's...
No, but with the question, teach them that rape...
They're taking advantage, these women.
Yeah, they'll take, the permissive women will take advantage.
And that would be chayav mitah, no?
Yeah. And... But there's no bez in giving death nowadays.
Yeah, well,
no, back then.
You have to go with the general anyway. You can't prove that she did it willingly.
Yeah, but that's the problem. We're afraid that she did it willingly. She'll say, I didn't, I was raped. And then she's really forbidden for the husband, and then she'll stay married to the husband. That's what we're afraid of.
So what about the baby that comes out of that? She's married already.
Mamzer.
Yeah, she's going to have a mamzer.
Hmm? That's what we're afraid of.
It would be hard to tell if he's from the husband or from her. Or from the,
they didn't have DNA tests in those days. No DNA. Okay. Taisa says like this. Literally, the inner shot. It's a very, very interesting Taisa, by the way. Taisa asks a question like this. There's three averes you have to give up your life for.
What's the divrei hamatzah?
Velidrish lehuda in ishari. Taisus asks, if a woman, God forbid, is raped, she's allowed to her husband. Taisus says, aren't there three averes you have to give up your life for? So why? She should have died.
So
she should have killed herself.
You just said it.
What?
You just said...
But Taisus, let's see the Taisus. Amin in Perakim Ben Seder Meida, I'll call Avedis and any Avera to Teda. Yaver Val Yari. You transgress the sin and don't get killed. Chutz, me Avedis Gechavim, Gilad Eis and Shvichas Damen, right? Idolatry, adultery, and murder. So Taisus asks, why Taka is a Nishari? Why don't they have to give up their life? Why don't they have to give up their life? Not to commit adultery.
You're married already?
Yeah. Because don't forget, the Kedusha was done a year ago. In the time of the Gemara, the Kedusha was done. I was just thinking that, and the answer fell into my head. The Kedusha was done. She's an Eishes Ish a year ago. She didn't get married until a year later.
Even if it was before the wedding.
Yeah. Okay. Taisus are like this. This is a very fundamental Taisus Yishinom. Rabbeinu Tam answers, Em chayavim misa bilis mitzri. Taisus says, adultery is only with a Jew, not with a guy.
Yeah?
Wow. Well, where are you going? We're not done yet. Taisa says, Rabbeinu Tam answers that adultery, that a woman is obligated to give up your life for, is only by a Yid. Why? Because the Rachman Afkil Lazarid the Mitzri. The Torah says, a Mitzri is like a behemoth. It's very nice. I don't know what Taisa means this Gemara. The Gemara says, when Avraham Avinu by the Akedah said, Shvulo Chempeyim Imachamur. Yeah? Stay here with the donkey. He told you, Shmuel and Eliezer, stay here with the donkeys. So don't read it Im. It says Am. It's not Imachamur, Am Adem Elachamur. It says, Goyim and slaves are like donkeys. What does this mean? That the mashud is a very practical din, by the way, and this whole tesis is all about this stuff. It's very interesting. If a woman is married to a guy, a Jewish woman is married to a guy, yeah? And she drops the guy, yeah? She can get married to the Jew. She can get married to a Jew. She can't marry a kohen, but she can get married to a Jew. She's an Eishes Ish. A Yiddish woman who marries a guy.
There's no
Ishish. There's no Ishish. By the way, it's interesting.
Why not?
In today's Rambam, tomorrow's Rambam, two guys in between themselves is Ishish. It's very interesting. It's the Shabbat Mitzvah B'nai Nerech. One of them is adultery. Mm-hmm. Yeah? So Taisa says, not all like the Jews have. A mother, wife of the father, Ishish. Okay? That means, if a guy is married with a woman, and another man lives with that shiksa, they get killed. The man and the woman get killed for committing adultery. They're not married. So the answer is, between goyim themselves, they're married. By a Jew and a guy, there's no... So Taisus over here is saying, not only there's no marriage, but there's tzedah of a goy. Just think, if a woman lives with an animal, she's not usher to the husband. Taisha says the same thing with a goy.
Yeah, but you have to kill the animal.
Yeah, that's because, no, but she's still mutter to live with her husband.
Yeah.
You killed the baby because something bad happened to the woman through the baby. But she's not usher to her husband. So Taisha says, a mitzvah is like a behemah, the zera, the seed of it, and therefore she can still stay married to her husband. So Taisha says, when the Gemara is, what's the problem over here? Here the Gemara says the governor, the goy, is going to live with the woman, and she already had kedushin a year ago, and she's an eishes ish, right?
She
so, Taisha says, it's gilad ayis. So Ben Tam says, it's not a problem with gilad ayis. It's not Yaharik Val Yavar, she doesn't have to get killed, because a guy is not considered Zera. 1 minute. Umay Seraya, and Taisus brings the proof, the Parach Ben Seraim, in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it says, Esther Befer Has Yahavoi, the question is, Esther lived with Achashverosh publicly, why didn't she have to give up her life? And the Gemara doesn't ask Taisa, says, Esther Gila Arayisaya. The Gemara asks a question of Sanhedrin. Mm-hmm. Why? We know Esther was married to Mordechai. Okay. And then she was married to Achashverosh. Okay. So the question is, why didn't Esther kill herself?
She was married to Mordechai first?
First. If you look in the book, Vayamina Sadasi, Esther Basday, but. So don't read a bas, read a bias. He married her. So Esther was married to Mordechai. Then the question, she went to Achashverosh. So the Gemara said, asks, why didn't Esther give up her life? She did it publicly.
The Karkabalm?
That's the Gemara's answer. But the Gemara's question wasn't, what do you mean she committed adultery? The Gemara's question is only a chilul Hashem befarhesya. Okay, why doesn't the Gemara ask, she did Gilead Ayis? Is it proof that Rabbeinu Tam says that there's no Gilead Ayis by a guy? Right? What your answer is the Gemara's answer over there, Karkoilim. Okay. And he says, the Mashma, okay, the Adayis, Loihava Mechayve, she's not Chayve for adultery. So Taisa is made in the Kachidish, what the next opinion Taisa completely disagrees with. But Rabbeinu Tam holds that a woman, and therefore he says, Miteich kach, heter Rabbeinu Tam. There's a case that happened. Rabbeinu Tam gave a heter. Lebas Yisrael Shehem Miro, of a Yiddish girl that, you know, fooled around with the Shmadzich, Ubala Evri Kochavim, and she lived with a guy. Lekaim Elois Evri Kochavim Shin is Gayer. The case over there was like this. A Yiddish woman, Shmadzach, with the goyim. And she lived with a goy. She was married. She lived with the goy.
She was married.
She was married.
Married before?
Yeah, and then she's Shmadzach. Okay? Now she's not Nesh Zish.
What is that?
Shmad. Converted.
Oh, she converted.
She converted to Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
To goy, whatever.
Okay.
And then what happened was the goy converted.
To Judaism.
But not the girl.
The girl's always Jewish.
Okay.
No, I mean the girl was Jewish. Okay. She shmadzach. Okay, she went to the goyim. The goy lived with her. Now, if there is a din of arayis, then asura lebal, asura lebal. She couldn't live with the goy either.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And Rabbeinu Tam Paskin, that when this guy became a Jew, she was allowed to marry him. Why? I asura lebal, asura lebal, she shouldn't be allowed to marry this guy, even when he became a Jew. She's here, Rabbeinu Tam says, you see clearly that there's no gilad ayis by a guy.
Or he loses his identity.
Yeah, but that's not what Taisa says. See, he says, the leishayach lemeimer, echad lebal, echad lebal, but be a smitzri. Why? David could be his behemah. It's mamash like a behemah. And just like a behemah, she's not forbidden to the husband. The same thing in this case. Okay, so Rabbeinu Tam is.
Was she still married to the original Jewish guy after she came back?
Yeah, she got to get eventually.
I don't understand.
She got to get and marry the convert.
Yeah, she obviously needed to get from the first husband.
Right.
So what was the answer that she can have relations with a behema?
No, you can't. Ishali tamid lefnei behema.
I know.
But if a woman did, she's not a sura to the husband.
I thought she gets killed, don't?
There's no bezdin killing today.
Not today. Back then.
And the base of mikdash, you stopped the middle of the second base of mikdash killing. The question is,
well, min haTorah she would have been killed.
Yes.
If she went with a goy?
No, with a behema. I mean, a goy is a behema. If a goy is a behema, so she has, it's all the dinning of a behema.
Right.
But since there is no bedin, we can't kill her.
Today, if a woman commits adultery, mm-hmm. is that surah labal, surah labal?
Yeah.
Does she get killed?
No.
Why?
No
okay. Okay. Now, if a married woman, according to Rabbeinu Tam, listen to this, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if a married woman lived with a guy, she had an affair with a guy, is she also to her husband?
No.
No. That's what Rabbeinu Tam holds.
Yeah, what's the
halakha? Not like this. The Rivam, so Rabbeinu Tam's probably brother, argues on him and says, Rivam holds clearly, and that's the halakha, by the way.
Not by Ainus.
No, not by Ainus. Willingly talking. If but Tyson is going to explain why she didn't have to give up her life. If the governor is living with her, yeah? So the first, Rabbeinu Tam says she doesn't even have to give up her life. It's nothing. The Rivam says she doesn't have to give up life. And this is what Tesis is going to discuss soon. There's passive and active. Okay? In intimacy. Halachically, if a woman, married woman, yeah, is raped, God forbid, by a Jew, does she have to give up her life?
No.
It's
honest. So Gemara says not. Why not? So Gemara says, Esther karka ilam. The question is, how did Esther live in Achat Shresh? Gemara says, karka ilam means she's passive. She's not active. A man, in order to have relations, needs to be active. You know, it says, in kishi el ladas, you need understanding to make, whatever, to make it work. Yeah? A woman is passive. Now, if a woman is actively involved in it, then it's not passive anymore. Then it's active, and she has to give up her life. Just like the man has to give up his life. But the man is never passive. A man is always active. Okay? Now, if a man is always active, so actively you have to give up your life not to commit adultery. Correct? But if it's only passive, then she doesn't. So let's say even a married woman who, God forbid, raped by another Jew, she doesn't have to give up his life. If somebody comes over to a man and says, live with this married woman or else I'll kill you, the man has to say, kill me.
A Jewish woman, not a Jew.
A Jewish woman, yeah. Don't marry, if they're all Jews, let's say. So the woman doesn't, and the man does. But the Rivam is arguing on Tosis' premise. He's not even dealing with the question yet. Tosis' question is still a question. Why doesn't she have to give up her life? So the Rivam is going to explain because karka ela means she's passive and that's why she doesn't have to give up her life. Rabbeinu Tam's answer was b'chal different. Rabbeinu Tam says it's not relations. It's not intimacy. It's a behema. So with a behema, you don't have to give up your life. So but the Rivam is arguing.
So these 15 only apply by men, not by women, like Yahara.
Yeah, yeah. Unless if she's actively involved in it.
No, he's talking about karka olam.
No, I'm saying if a woman would get killed for adultery if she's only actively involved, not passively involved.
But the man is always active.
The man is always active halachically. This is a very practical, by the way, this is lighter, very common today.
Common?
I mean, it's the wrong word to use. It's more common than it should be. If a married woman, yeah, a Jewish married woman, has an affair.
With a guy.
Oh.
With a guy.
Unless she wants to go back to
can she? Yeah.
She can?
According to Rabbeinu Tam, yes. According to Rivam, no.
What's halacha?
No.
The husband should not take it back?
He's not allowed to. The only thing is, it says in halacha, you train the husband to say, I don't believe you.
You train the husband to say, I don't believe
him. Bezin says to the husband, don't believe her. because it's only us if he believes her.
If you mean if she admits it, whatever, and he believes it?
Yeah.
Because according to Rivon, it's Eshet Ish.
No, everybody says she's an Eshet Ish. The question is a guy is Bia?
Yeah. According
to Rivon, there's no difference to you and guy.
And if she gets pregnant by this guy, that kid's not a mamza?
Kid's a mamza.
Yeah. Kid's a mamza.
Sure.
Even if he says, I don't believe her? I mean,
not a mamza is only with a Jew.
No, I'm sorry, you're right. The mamza, it's not, but she can't stay married to him. Right.
Yeah, over then it doesn't matter if he says, I don't believe her or believe her or whatever. The fact is otherwise.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. He doesn't believe her. Maybe it's from him. Tamar says, Rei bila seichana cherabal. Most of me, you assume a woman's pregnant, you don't know. Most of it, you assume most of the time it was from the husband, so that's the rave. So it came from the husband.
But it's not a mamzer, if a goy.
Not if a goy. But she's still forbidden to stay married to the husband.
Unless the husband doesn't believe her.
Right. Okay, it says, okay, the Gemara says over here, there are prutzis. The Rivam brings a proof from what the Gemara we just learned. What did the Gemara ask? Maybe there are those promiscuous women, and they'll say they were raped when they really did it forcingly. But what does the Gemara say? Then if they did it willingly, they would be ushered to the Baal. I was with a guy. Rivam says, "Uperikri sheshinasam." Also, later on in the Gemara, it says a case like this: "Ishetinach b'shaben evdikachavim," a woman that was captured amongst goyim. Yeah, amninan the beratzin asurul lebailo. If it was willingly, she lived with the goyim. She wasn't raped. She's also to the husband. V'amenami b'megillah, and also in the Megillah it says, the Gemara Megillah says, when Esther said shavadati avadati. You know, Mordechai said to Esther, go to Achashverosh, and she said, no, I wasn't called, I can't, da-da-da. Mordechai, what did Mordechai tell her? This is, go. What did Esther say? I'll go. Kasha vadati avadati. Yeah, but Esther says, I'm going to go, even though he's not calling me. And Esther said, kasha vadati avadati.
Which is very fine.
And I'll be lost. So what's the double expression? So the Gemara Megillah says, I'll be lost sinning, and I'll be lost that I can't stay married to you. Now that was Achashverosh Shagoy. So what is the Gemara saying in Megillah? What did Esther? So until now, see, this is the difference. Until now, Esther was Karka Elam, she was raped. But now she said, I'm going to go willingly to Achashverosh. So Esther says to Mordechai, Kasher Avadati, I'm lost. Avadati, I'm lost. From Yiddishkeit.
Did she married to Mordecai?
Yeah, she was. And now I'm going to be lost, and I can't stay married to you. And she was willing to go. Because Mordecai told her to go. What do you see from there? Why would she be ushered to Mordecai? According to Rabbeinu Tam, she shouldn't be ushered to Mordecai because Achashverosh was a guy. Right. So the Rivam is bringing all these proofs, even from our Gemara. The Gemara says if they're prutzis, they would be ushered to the husband. And the Gemara in Megillah, and over there the story with the Alma legabi bailo lechshiva bilas mitzi kibetz behema. Therefore, as far as the husband is concerned, it's not like a behema. V'hu adin lebail, and he says, "Afa gavdein znus lebehema vein bia behema peselas veisedus." Even though, like we said, if a behema lives with a woman, she's not also lebailo, but bia smitzi have a bia.
Was it?
Huh?
Anyway, Esther never left the Achashverosh.
She never lived with him when she went. But she went right away.
Never lived with him? She was married to him?
No, when Esther said to Mordechai, Mordechai told her to go.
Right.
Read the story. She came into him to come to him out to the party. She didn't live with him. At the end, LeBel didn't live with him. She was willing, if that's what it took, she was willing to do it.
And she looked horrible after 3 days of fasting.
Yeah. But LeBron, at the end, she wasn't with him willingly.
How did Rabbanu Isaac answer Rabbanu Tom's the one that the proof that he brought?
Oh, so he says, it says the Zara mitzvah is like a behemoth. So he says, the chi'av k'rachman l'zarei, this that the Torah says, the zed of a mitzvah is like a behema, le'inyin den le'chayis, v'zarei choshek k'zed a behema. Okay? That means there's no yachas between goyim. Just like, this you have to understand what this means. This
I mean, the kids are not really their kids.
But they are their kids, because if a guy lives with his mother, he committed adultery.
But here, mitzvah means
goyim,
right?
Huh? Mitzvah. Yeah, mitzvah is any goyim, yeah. Tej just says mitzvah because the Gemara is over there, the apostles, they bring it out by a mitzvah. And that's what they say, but that's what Tej says. The Gemara's question over there about Esther Befer Hes Yohava, what was the Gemara's question?
Yeah, yeah.
Not because of Gilei Arayis. Chil Hashem. And that's because of his prayer. Esther should have given up her life, not because of Gilei Arayis, but because of Chil Hashem. That was the problem over there. But, Taisis, we're not done with Taisis. We're not done with
the distinction between Gilei Arayis or... he picked everybody, each one of them can pick the one that they want?
No. Taisis explained, Rivam explained. Gila Arayis by Esther, it wasn't because she kaka elam.
Okay.
So the Gemara doesn't ask that. The Gemara's question is, there is a Chil Hashem involved, that she's living with Achashverosh. Mm-hmm. Nothing to do with Gila Arayis. Gila Arayis, she's not Eiver. Taisis says, Rabbeinu Tam says, why not? Because he's a guy. The Rivam says, because she was raped. Kaka elam. Mm-hmm. But the Gemara's question over there is, but there's Befahesi, it's a Chil Hashem. That was the question.
Oh. This is a question. How is it this Purim, such a big holiday, comes to the